Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We all know the famous line spoken by the legendary battle-scarred war hero in his farewell speech at West Point. Old soldiers, he said, never die. They just fade away. Perhaps you also know the corollary to that statement. Old teachers never die. They just lose their class. Well, St. Paul, as he writes to young Pastor Timothy, knew that he was at the end of his career as an apostle. "I am already being poured out as a drink offering," he wrote, "and the time of my departure has come." And so he was both a battle-hardened soldier and he was a revered and honored teacher, but he neither faded away nor did he lose his class, but rather he was transferred into the heavenly kingdom, leaving behind his apostolic word, which remains behind to instruct and enlighten the church by inspiration of the Spirit. And that word continues to this very day. It is a word of challenge for those who are preparing for the preaching office, and yet it has overtones for the diaconal office as well. And what's more, it has implications, in fact, for every man, woman, and child who is baptized to be Christ's church, his bride, his chosen, saved, and free, as we have just sung. And so the apostle writes, "Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus." Now, I dare say that the S word is not often in the picture of the Christian life, particularly in our time when we prefer to package Christianity in nice, convenient, bite-sized pieces for our consumers in our drive-through culture. We like our Christianity light, thank you very much, with a heavy dose of sweetener to boot. Purpose-driven and fulfilling, to be sure, but certainly not difficult or painful. But such spiritual pablum is a counterfeit faith. It will not sustain the faithful when push comes to shove. And there will be plenty of shoving and pushing if we are to believe Jesus. In this world, he says, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So likewise, therefore, the apostle in his letter to the young novice preacher friend pulls no punches. He lets it all hang out. He writes of his persecutions and sufferings that happened to him at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. And then he goes on more personally to say this, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people and impostors will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." Well, so much for the myth of the easy Christian life. Smooth sailing and the carefree life is not to be had for those who bear the sign of the cross. The devil, the world, and our own twisted, sinful heart connive and conspire against us. So stand tall in your battle stations as good soldiers of Christ Jesus. Don't turn tail and run at the first sign of distress, but take your lumps along with the rest. Take your share of suffering as a good soldier in Christ's army, but remember to suffer for him, not because of your own foibles and fallacies. It is, after all, a veritable minefield out there. Roadside bombs are a constant danger along Christ's road. And meanwhile, live ammunition whizzes over your head, for the old evil foe now means deadly woe, even in this sacred place. On earth is not his equal. "But for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected, He endured the cross and grave. He blotted out our every sin. He trampled down death itself, and he vanquished Satan by his bitter suffering and victorious death. And risen up triumphantly from his grave, Jesus Christ now lives and reigns to all eternity as head over all things for the church, which is his body. And so still he leads his army on one battle after another, till by his grace we all take our place by his side in triumphant glory. In the meantime, we have his word. And whenever and wherever we have Christ's words, we have Christ himself, because his words are spirit and they are life. By these words he fits all his beloved children for the battle, restoring and refreshing them for this world's strife. So, to your battle stations then, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.